Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Okay, I got a question. If the rule of thumb of life is that everything lives and then dies and expires and goes through an entire melancholy process of grow, fade, choose and make a whole new panorama of choices and decisions and opportunities that express themselves through the medical and miraculous and whole kinds of, I don't even know why I said medical, but that was the first M word that actually kind of came together, and it comes with the mum, but going with the theme there, why is it that everything is like that and then everybody's always sad? Sad. People are sad. Why are people sad? I don't want to see any more sad people around me right now. I am sick and tired of sad. So I am going to continue doing happy. I've got my smiley face pasted on. I've got my slappy pants weared now. They're tied around my chest. No, actually not my chest. More like around my waist, because that's where my pants would normally go, is around the waist, not around your chest. Because if it was around your chest, you just look silly. Right, EW?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a quiz today.
Quizzes will be held at the end of the show. I have 13 of them. If you don't answer the questions correctly, your brains will be removed surgically through your nose, and a small furry rodent shall be reinserted in the location as to where there it was.
You sure you want to be picking my nose?
I ain't picking your nose. We use a tool for that. I forget the name of it, but it's a long, skinny wire, and it goes right in and it snakes it all out. It is amazing what the Egyptians used to be able to do with their medical mayhem and know-how.
You notice every time they did that, the person was already dead.
Yeah, but you know what? You still got the entire freaking brain out through the nasal cavity. It wasn't broken.
I'm kind of curious what else they pulled through the nasal cavities.
Well, there's only one thing there. It's called the brain.
No, but you know your nasal cavity goes back into your esophagus as well.
Yes, and you know what else they pulled out, right? The other stuff they pulled out, they didn't pull out through the nose. They pulled out through the mouth, through the throat.
I know.
Distance to go.
I was just hoping. Come on, we're fishing, right?
Well, you know they pulled the lungs out, too, and the heart and liver.
Yeah, well, in the Egyptian culture, every organ in the body was pulled out because it was put in
jars.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say jars. There's an actual word for it, and I can't think of the word now.
In Egyptian mythology, there's a word for everything, even include the process, including the long, snaky wire that they use to pull out and all this other crap.
I like your version of it better.
Yeah, well, I'm like funnier than them. They're so serious, the Egyptians, the old dead. But, you know, only the rich ones got that fun treatment.
Yes, well, I think mostly pharaohs.
Yes, it was reserved for the pharaohs. Just the rich dudes. Because everybody else got, like, thrown in a pit and said, okay, that's too bad, see ya, bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be a pharaoh of that time, because, you know, just to think, when I die, they're going to pick my nose and pull my brain out.
Yes, yeah. But then where do you think the expression comes from, pick your brain?
Ah, good point.
Think about it for a second.
Yeah. Hello to our listeners in Japan. Konnichiwa.
Kazuntai.
Mm-hmm.
Or domo arigato, Mr. Robot. Who's listening from Japan? Hi, Japan. Someone's listening from Japan?
No, we have listeners from all over the world, but Japan, for some reason, just popped in our most frequent listeners.
Really?
Yeah. We actually have a list of like the top 10 with all those, and it's really cool. The people that are listening to us from all over.
Anybody from like Sweden and in Norway and Switzerland?
Actually, yeah.
Cool, because you know what? That's where like the birth of death metal comes from.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Well,
you want a top 10 list real quick?
Sure. I love top 10s because then I can eviscerate them.
Number one is the United States.
Who?
Yeah, them.
Where are they located? Oh, that's right. They're Canada's pants. That's right. I keep forgetting
that's
that.
That's it. Well, you're really going to be disappointed because you would have thought Canada was number two, but it's not. Number two is Finland.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have thought the Finnish would be the group that would be most likely listening to us.
I'm telling you, I'm really shocked on a lot of these. But
Finland.
Yeah. Canada is number three. The UK is number four. And we could thank our UK host, Miss Diane, for being in there.
I saw our foreign correspondent, Goat Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We can't forget about him. Number five is Germany. And
Germany makes sense. They've got a lot of issues and they like weird stuff.
Here's one of the ones you asked about. Number six is New Zealand.
Nice. I didn't mention New Zealand.
Oh, it was the Netherlands. Well, they're number 10.
Okay.
Number seven is Australia, eight is France, and number nine is France? Slovakia. Yeah.
Slovakia? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not to be dissing anybody, especially not from Slovakia, because it's I can actually say that name. And besides, anybody who's listening, I always love the fact that they're listening, because they're listening, and that's what's important. Ooh, I have to say this. I want you to all get up now. I want you to go to the window. I want you to open it. I want you to stick your head out and yell, "We're mad as heck and we're listening to Zombie Zach!" Wee-hoo. Now the question is, do I hear anybody doing it? Oh, I heard somebody.
Nope, there you go.
Yep, I heard somebody.
I just heard vehicles go by. That's all I heard.
Yeah, well, I actually don't have to. I don't hear those. I'll hear a train go by every once in a while.
A studio next to a highway.
I used to live near a highway. But today's show is going to be brought to you by the word chaos. Why? Because chaos is everywhere you've ever been and will ever be. And look, there's a squirrel.
Oh? Uh-huh.
Yep. I just ate him for lunch.
Darn.
Yep. He was tasty. Oh, actually, what did I have for lunch? No, I had pizza for lunch today. Yeah.
Pizza's good.
Yes. And you know what? I did watch two movies this week.
What'd you watch?
And I got caught up with Walking Dead again. I didn't get to see Sunday's show, so I don't know.
Okay, I haven't played catch up. I caught the first episode from when they came back, but...
Haven't seen anything since. Well, it's going to be a little weird for the show, because now they've got all these multiple storylines going in different directions.
I thought so.
And the last episode I saw was like, well, okay. Okay, if you're going to keep this many storylines alive at the same time, this kind of works. What they did with that episode I thought was really effective as far as the intertwining of storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Still, my favorite line, there's a line in there. Should I share the line with you and it won't give it away?
Go for it. I'll forget anyone.
Smart guy. Obviously, he's supposed to be a smart guy. He's talking to the military guy, who is a smart in a different kind of way, because military guy. He says, "We're going with them." What? "I'm smart. You listen to me. We're going with them." I could not believe how much I laughed when I heard that line. It's delivered in such a deadpan way. I was like, yeah. We just go, which don't even worry about it. You know, you're a military guy. You don't necessarily know what's going on, but I'm like a super genius, so just take my lead. We're going that way. It was fucking funny. I couldn't believe how much I laughed on that. I don't know. It was just probably one of those points in the storyline or whatever that said, yeah, you got to laugh at that. I don't know.
I have to watch it to see who says it, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be pretty self-evident once he says, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I did play catch up on a couple of things. They finally, I guess, mid-season finale type stuff is done, so they're back into the season of things. So, yeah, I got to watch the next episode of Arrow, because they did leave you hanging.
Who?
Arrow.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I thought they were going to come back with something hard-hitting, but it really wasn't as hard-hitting.
It's Arrow. What do you expect? It's like Smallville Light.
No. They got a heck of a lot more action than Smallville. I give you that. Well, I wouldn't even rate it a Smallville, even though it kind of does have some resemblance. But
well, they're following the Smallville motif.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They're never actually fully on doing anything, and it's like, oh, okay, we're just building storyline, and okay, we're going to take 10 seasons to do this because we can milk this and make a lot of money out of it. I don't know. I haven't actually watched any of it, so I don't really have a comment on the story.
Yeah, because it's not what you're saying.
I know. I'm just being funny, because that's what I do. Because
the first season, if you get a chance to start, at least with the first season, definitely do that, because the first season really holds to its what they said they were going to do. And then the second season, well, obviously that storyline in the first season's over, so now they're struggling to, okay, what are we going to do now? And so this is that part that you say, as you said, the Smallville stuff starts to really come into play.
Yeah.
So, but they are introducing new characters. So obviously, you know, we already
Black
know.
Black Canary?
No, not yet.
She's coming. I've heard already.
Yeah, I heard too.
The
I
Flash.
The Flash is coming.
Don't be surprised if Green Lantern makes a guest appear.
I don't think it'll be the same guy, though.
No, it won't be. But it'll be just some guy. Yeah. Don't be surprised if the Red Tornado shows up.
I don't know about the Red Tornado, but Robin. I do know that Red Arrow will show up.
Yeah, but I don't like Red Arrow. Red Arrow was lame.
Yeah, the guy that's playing it, he's always played a badass when it comes to all the programs, and so you know,
doesn't matter. It's the character is lame.
Attitude, though, the guy still has the attitude, so I want to see how he's going to be a hero with that kind of attitude.
Piffle. That's what I have to say about it. Is piffle. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about it.
And then, what's the other one? Oh, Grimm. I played catch up on Grimm.
Ooh, I've only seen season one. Haven't watched any of the rest of it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll leave it as that. It's,
good plan.
Yeah, it's got some ups and downs on it.
Well, does it? Okay. First season is all Monster of the Week stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's good for a couple episodes, but then you're getting into, well, you're not really developing much in the way of story. Then the last two or three episodes of the season was like, oh, okay, good. Now we got some story overline developing again. It's like, okay, I like where you're going with this. This actually works for me. And Dudeface, who plays the werewolf guy, I like him. He's funny.
He is. I like him too. Monroe.
Yeah. I didn't like him in the comic book, because the comic book is kind of really meh compared to the TV show. The TV show is much better. But the comic book allows them to go into farther, wider-reaching storylines. And, dude, Elizabeth Mary Mostrato, whatever the hell her name is.
She had about 20 names there. Which one?
No, that's her name. Mary Elizabeth Mostrato. Oh, man, she was in a lot of good movies.
Yeah, which character was she?
What's his face's mom?
Oh, okay.
Shows up at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, she actually does play an essential part in the next portion.
Oh, I know, because she's in the comic book, too, so I kind of figured it out as she showed up. It's like, wait there a second, there's this chick in black, and she's really good at fighting. It's like, that's his mom! I knew it right from the beginning.
I figured it sort of, you know, when they started to bring her in, and then it was just the look on his face when she called out to him. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. That's his mom! I knew it. I knew it right from the beginning when I saw it. I was like, geez, that was so predictable. But funny still. Still worked. It was good. I like that. That's what I'm saying. The last two, three episodes of that show was like, all right, I can dig it. It works for me. Well, so, you said you'd... What?
No, go ahead. What?
I was going to say, you said you saw a movie this week, too.
I did.
What movie?
I actually watched The Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was pleased. I'll go that far. I'll say I was pleased because it kind of still held a little bit to the Wolverine. And in a sense, kind of, I don't know if you caught this or not, but they actually gave the reason why he chose that name without him really realizing why he chose it.
They gave you one variation on the theme of why he chose his name.
Yeah.
That's not the only reason.
No, that's true. But I thought, well, yeah, because what was it?
It wasn't the better version either.
No, I think the other one was the better version. But I was kind of disappointed, though. They keep showing Jean. You know, and...
Oh, well, that was because, well, she's hot, and that was it.
Oh, God, yeah, they did put her in, like, the best perspective of all to see her.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowing the story of the X-Men and stuff, and knowing that Jean was the Phoenix, Phoenix can't die. And that's why I can't figure out how...
The person can. The Phoenix is a force that embodies a shell, which is just a being. It doesn't even have to be human. It can be anybody. But that's the whole thing. The way that they did the Phoenix in the X-Men 3 movie was really, really stupid.
I agree.
It was bad.
She should have been...
They could not just kill her like that.
No.
That wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I mean, because if that's the case, they could have just popped her in the beginning and that was the end of it. You know?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, whatever. But
I will say... Okay, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie...
Oh, come on, who hasn't seen the movie by now?
Yeah, if you haven't, you have to stay for the Easter egg in the credits. And
Yeah.
The look on his face in that Easter egg, I was just like, oh, yeah.
Okay, so, we're going to talk about Wolverine then.
Okay.
Here's the things that I didn't like.
Oh, one, I'm on the list there, go ahead.
The Silver Samurai. All wrong. Completely done wrong. What the hell? That was a pan load of crap.
Yeah, that was really disappointing.
His Mikiko, I think her name is, in the movie. Japanese girl who was the daughter, becomes the head of the clan or whatever. Exactly. Wrong time period. That whole thing part where he gets stuck in Japan and becomes whatever, it's supposed to be in the 1800s. Dude, so wrong, so not cool. This is the parts of the X-Men movie the Wolverine movie that drove me up the wall. It was wrong. Now, the bit about World War II and the atomic bomb. Sorry, you get blown up with an atomic bomb, you get that much radiation or pure force, you are pretty much going to be stripped of flesh for a while. You're not going to regrow all that flesh that fast. I don't care what your supernatural healing factor is.
Well, they've always made Wolverine have in the films, they made him have like this immediate healing process, except for one time when he got shot in the head.
That was also wrong in the movies.
See, but then again, this is where we have to be. It's in the movies.
They use that as justification for why he could not remember about the Weapon X program.
Oh, no, I wasn't even thinking of that one. I was taking it to the one where they're at the house and the cops are coming up and he gets shot in the head.
Yep, and it takes some time to put it out. It's like, okay, sure.
Yeah, that showed more realism than, oh, I just got cut in the face, quickly healed. They're like, oh, squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. But the best thing about the Wolverine movie was the Chicken Red, whose name I do not remember. Was the ninja sidekick girl?
Oh, yeah.
She was freaking awesome. She stole every scene she was in, as far as I was concerned. She could move. She could fight. She was funny. She was the only thing worthwhile watching in that movie.
I had a feeling to learn more about her, too, though.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She's going to be a secondary character that will continue to grow. It's like, okay, that's cool. I like that.
I like what she told him. I'm your bodyguard.
Yeah.
That was the best. To me, that was the best line in there. He's like a guy who supposedly can't die, and I'm your bodyguard.
Yeah. So, Wolverine, I would give a 3 out of 7.
Ooh, that's kind of lower than I was thinking. I was going to say maybe a 5, give you the halfway point to say, okay, it's Hollywood, they kind of slaughter certain things, but at the same time, you know, they did try to keep some damn good action in there and a lot of good special effects as far as the film. But
I'm sticking with 3. Put it this way, I haven't even picked it up on Blu-ray or DVD yet.
Well, I picked it up on DVD, only because I wanted to keep with tradition and, you know, if I start with the series, I have to keep them. Even if they blow, I still got to keep them.
Oh, no, I'll eventually get it, but I'll be waiting until it's in the $5 to $10 bin for the Blu-ray.
Oh, now that I would agree with. That's where, if you're going to purchase it, that's where I would purchase.
That's for movies like that. When it see that that's my grading level for how I define whether a movie or TV show is worth purchasing. If it's a I gotta have it the day it comes out, it's like okay, well that was freaking fantastic.
Oh God, yeah.
Pacific Rim was one of those movies. Had to have that the day it came out.
Okay, now here's a movie that just came out today.
Not going to get it.
You know which one I'm going to say, don't you?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay, today, Thor, the second movie, came out.
Yeah, I'll pick it up eventually.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking. I've heard some really bad reviews on this.
Oh, no. It's a good movie. It's fun. It's just not on my top priority acquisition list.
Yeah, it wasn't the Avengers.
And it wasn't, what movie? There is a movie I'm waiting to come out right away. I can't remember.
I'm kind of waiting for Iron Man 3 to hit the $5 slot.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 is in the same boat. It's like, it's definitely, I will want it on Blu-ray. I don't want it on DVD. I will want it at the $10 range. It's like, okay, $10 to $15. It's like, okay, maybe even $20 because it's not that bad of a movie. But I'll definitely get it.
You can probably get it on Amazon right now for $10.
I don't buy on Amazon.
Oh, well.
Do you know why we don't buy on Amazon?
No, I don't.
We're in freaking Canada. Do you have any idea how much it costs to ship Amazon to the U.S.?
Not at all.
Okay, so that $20 DVD you just bought on Amazon will cost $15 to $20 to ship to Canada.
Good Lord.
It's like, okay, no, yeah. I'll pass.
I can see why. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, so it's like, meh. That's why Amazon's great in the U.S., and it sucks for everywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. If you're going to have to pay like that, it's kind of pointless. Yeah. I have a question for you.
Seven.
Maybe. You were a fan of Back to the Future. Somewhat.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you loved the hoverboard, right?
Hoverboard was funny.
Did you see the commercial that they just came out with?
Nope. I don't have cable. Remember, I've told you many times.
It was all over the internet.
I don't watch commercials on the internet either.
Well, okay. Well, let's put it like this. There's a company called Hover, H-U-V, all in caps, and then R, a lowercase r, who apparently created the hoverboard.
Probably not exactly.
In a 2-minute commercial or 2.5-minute commercial they got online, I think you can actually catch it on YouTube or something. You've got Tony Hawk and some other big name stars like, you know, from NFL and who gets out of a DeLorean souped up like the time machine?
Michael J. Fox?
No. The Duck.
Oh, what's his face? Crap, it's not Max von Sydow.
Christopher...
Plumber?
No. I can't remember his last name.
Oh, crap. Yeah, okay, I know the dude you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, Christopher Lloyd, there we go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he gets out, and of course, they're asking him, do you have it? And he breaks out the old hoverboard, which is actually hovering right there next to them, and they're all tripping out. And so they got these people, you know, they're doing the commercial, and you see the people riding these hoverboards. Well, if you look carefully at their shoulders, you can see the straps, or not the straps, but the kind of like the harness pulling the shirt up, and they cover out the strings. And it was so hilarious, and I kept saying, oh my God, this is fake, oh my God, this is fake. Well, today, they finally released the information that states, Tony Hawk is disappointed because, you know, the funnier die is behind the Tony Hawk hoverboard hoax.
Of course.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who were wanting to buy it. Now, I was laughing because I went to the website, and the website actually had disclaimers and everything, like if it was real.
Yeah, well, if they're going to punk you, they're going to punk you.
Oh, they went that distance.
Yeah. It's a marketing scheme. It's all a sell con grab job. I get it. I would have said it right off the bat. I was like, yeah, that's not real. There's no way. Well, technology for that stuff is like, okay, you don't have the miniaturization, you don't have the battery power for it. It's not possible.
Oh, what was it? The one guy who was kind of like, in a sense, selling it. And I'm doing the air quotes for everybody to see over the radio. He's so-called selling it. And he's like, and this one hoverboard has more technology than the satellites up in space now.
BS. I say I'm BS on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. If it had that much technology, do you really think they're going to be as simple as, hey, here you go, Tony Hawk.
However,
right this.
On that same vein, do you want to believe that all... Do you remember the Apollo moon landing? Those lovely little shuttles and everything that landed and then came back?
Right.
Do you know that all of that technology in that huge conglomerate of the Apollo rocket, sorry, the Saturn V rocket, the Apollo lander, then the, what was the recovery device? I can't remember it. But that, all of the computer and all of the technology in that fits in an iPod now.
Yeah, that's
actually,
true.
Actually, it's only not even the full iPod.
Well, see... I think a hoverboard could actually be made today because of technology.
No, not with today's technology. We don't have the battery power miniaturized that small to be able to do that.
Let's look at something because we still have something that a lot of people forget about, and that's that wonderful train that floats off the track.
Yeah, okay. Do you know how much power is being created by the rails and the monorail car itself? That's a lot of electrical energy being generated there.
I know, it's shocking, isn't it?
It is. But you see, you can't put that into a small package yet enough to be able to do that.
I mean,
when we get to that point, yes, we'll be able to build something like that. But that's not possible right now.
But they're not taking the time to back it down. I don't think they're even looking into that technology as of right now.
Why
However,
would they?
I think they could.
Yeah, well, it'll probably be in the first generation hovercraft, like the actual hovercrafts. Right now, the hovercrafts themselves are built on airfoil technology, which allows it to hover based on blown air, as opposed to the way that the hoverboard was supposed to be done, which is anti-grav and anti-magnetic aligned forces and stuff. That's a lot harder to do.
There's a good question for you in the chat room.
I saw that question. And person in the chat room by the name of Shadow Fangles, I hope I pronounced that properly because that just looks wrong the way it's spelt. I don't know what it is.
I think it's Shadow of Angels.
Shadow of Angels. That works too. That's almost like Princess Penelope when I tried to say that one the one day. No, it was Penelope. I'm sorry, I can just read Penelope. Okay. Shadow of Angels. Yes, Beetlejuice 2. What's my thoughts on Beetlejuice 2? Beetlejuice. That's my thoughts.
I don't know. I mean, I
don't think it's going to work.
Well, I mean, they got him reprising his role as Beetlejuice, which I think is really good.
I really don't
think anyone else could do it.
I don't think anybody's going to be able to buy it. He's gotten too old. I don't think he's going to be able to pull off that level of insanity anymore. We're talking something that he did 20 years ago. Okay, 10, 20 years ago, whatever it was.
Okay, well then...
I don't think he's going to be able to pull that same kind of insane.
Let's back up on another topic then here a second. What about Ghostbusters 3? Now that we've lost Harold Ramis, it's not going to be the same film.
But now they can actually make the film and they can say, Bill Murray, you don't want to sign on? Piss off. Now they can actually do it. Because now they can always say, well, it doesn't matter what we do anyways. We can't have all of the original Ghostbusters in it anyways.
Yeah,
and now they can actually do the movie that says we'll have the two Ghostbuster guys, Dan Aykroyd and the other gentleman's name who I always forget.
Ah, you knew you would ask me that.
Yep, him, plus possibly, a couple of the other secondary characters that were in there as well. They could be there, and they could train a new generation of Ghostbusters, and guess what? They could have spin-off movies continue from that, and they would be...
True.
Potentially good movies, because depending on how it's written, how it's done, whatever, you have a new group of people that could actually pull that stuff off.
Ernie Hudson,
that was it, yes. And then what's his face who played the guy who became the gatekeeper?
Rick Moranis,
him, and his girlfriend in the movie.
Potts.
Annie Potts, yes. those. They would build a great cast of substantial background to a movie leading into, hey, and by the way, we've got this new crew of four guys, plus maybe a girl or two in there as well. They're the new Ghostbusters, and they're going to continue kicking ass with the ghosties.
I can see it going that direction, exactly like you're saying, something kind of like a revamp, but in a sense of passing of the torch.
Yeah, a hand-me-down. Like, okay, yeah. We're processing this through. We're going to continue the generation gap and continue making stories that involve ghosts and saving the world and everybody else. Viggo, yes, we liked Viggo. He killed everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I can see Ernie and Dan Aykroyd reprising their role quite a bit, you know, with, can you advise us on this or something? And they can be like that character in a sense, you know. But
in that same vein, like Michael Keaton trying to do Beetlejuice too, would be, there's no way he can pull off that level of insanity. I don't. He's still a great actor. I liked him in many of the things that I've seen him in.
What was the one where he clones himself six times or something like that?
Oh, that was a stupid movie.
Multiplicity.
But do you want to watch a good movie that he was in?
Mm.
Pacific Heights.
That was a good movie.
That was like, wow, that's good and creepy. I like that. Because you don't really know if he's going to be the bad guy.
He's good at pulling creepy roles.
Yeah.
And he's done quite a bit. I mean,
Batman. I am Batman.
Yeah, I mean,
I am Batman.
How old is the guy now? I mean,
I am Batman.
See, he was born in 1951, so what does that make him?
That makes him almost 63 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there.
He's an old fart.
Sadly.
Okay, he's an old fart. He is not going to be able to jump around and run around the screen going, ah!
I didn't know he was in the new RoboCop.
Oh, Christ, I haven't even seen that yet.
Yeah, apparently he's in the new RoboCop.
But you know what? On that note,
don't look at the squirrel.
Squirrel's gone, man. I already ate it. I put cheese on it and some garlic sauce. It was yummy.
That's a Dead Sea squirrel.
No, they got my nuts.
Ah.
On that note, I think it's time to run the intermezzo-age.
We can do that.
Okay.
Spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain.
Show must go on, yeah, yeah. Ooh, inside my heart is breaking. My makeup makes
I could not sing that high-pitched tone.
The funny thing about that is that no matter when I hear that song, I always want to start singing it.
Really?
Yep. And I can't necessarily do the high-pitched note, but I get close. Oh, hey. Vlad has one of the comic books I acquired this week correct. Ha-ha! That's funny. And by the way, when I saw his name in the chat room, I keep thinking, because one of my favorite comic book series is Hack Slash, one of the characters in there is called Vlad. It's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
He's an intense character. He likes to hear things. But, so the two movies I saw this week.
Yes, yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? We've been talking a little bit today about RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Android Cop.
Is this a kind of like...
This is the, hey, somebody's going to do a knockoff version of that movie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yes. I am Android Cop. I am Autonomous... We're just going to call you Andy for short.
Yeah, right.
Okay. This was bad. This was a really, 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 really bad movie that had some funny, funny stuff in it. Ooh, Jack picked up a whole bunch of comic books today.
Oh.
Huh. Huh. Okay. Well, Jack, those are some good books. The new Sandman series is really good, interesting, fun watching. Excalibur, I've read those. Some Uncanny X-Men, I've read those too. I haven't read Rachel's Rising, so I'm not going to get into that. But we're going to get back to the movies I saw. Android Cop. This was a spoof movie like you wouldn't believe. What did I want to call it the equivalence of? There's three movies. RoboCop, Mad Max, and... Oh, yeah. Surrogates. Do you remember the Bruce mm-hmm. Willis movie Surrogates?
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of that one.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was actually quite an interesting story. Because it was more of a science fiction story than it was just an all-action-adventure cop story.
Oh, yeah, it was 100% science fiction, but there was just some scenes that I was just like, that made no sense.
Yeah, well, that's Hollywood for you. So, what they tried to do is they tried to, in Android Cop, and by the way, spoiler alert the crap out of here on here, because that's what I do. So, this movie tries to bring in the whole concept of surrogates. So you have the idea where people can telepresence into an android body. It's like, hey, look, they can be that android person and go around doing stuff. Cool, fun, neat, great idea. The storyline, the basic character, evil politicians, yada, 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 had great possibilities. Hampered by, no doubt, not a really large budget. And I have to say that because it's very obvious to see. It's supposed to be the year 2032 or whatever, and yet they're driving, 2012 Cobra Mustang or something like that as the cop car.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, it's kind of obvious that this is Los Angeles or whatever. Now, kind of thing, you know, it's like, okay, really not so much. The android cop himself was just a guy in this big armor thing. It's like, well, it was impressive looking. It looked neat. It had a a dome on them that made it look like, okay, I've seen that dome thing before. It's not really effective. But it's good for a giggle. All right? I say that. That's my rating on that movie. Good for a giggle.
Okay.
Not a really good movie, though.
Yeah. I'm...
You're getting it. You're hearing me. You're feeling what I'm saying there, right?
With you. I'm right there with you.
Okay. Now, the movie that was good to watch, Ironclad.
Why do I remember that name? It's a medieval times movie, isn't
it? It's a medieval movie set on... It's set right after Prince John signs the Magna Carta.
Okay.
And it's about a Templar knight who is back to join and help with the barons of the land who are trying to save the people from... Oh, guess what? This king is a crazy mother trucker, and he's trying to take over everything again.
It's the guy from the first Lord of the Rings. The one that, you know, should be king or something. And
No, right? That's not him, but it looks a lot like him.
It looks okay.
So yeah.
I always thought it was him for some reason.
I don't. You're not talking Boromir.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, no, it's not him.
Oh, okay.
But have you seen the show Vikings?
No, I haven't.
Okay. One of the things that the cell concepts for Vikings that people are trying to throw me on is it's very violent and very bloody. It's like, okay, yeah, well, I'll probably eventually watch it. This movie has got a lot of good blood shots.
I remember right, this is still on Netflix as well.
Oh, I don't know. I picked it up on Blu-ray, I don't know, probably a couple months ago. And it's like, I never got around to watching. It's like, I feel like watching this. Let's lap it in. It's like, oh my God, this is fun. There was one scene that I really, really didn't like because it was so out of tune with the rest of the movie. It's like, right about the 20-minute at the end of the movie mark, you got the love scene going in. What? He's a Templar knight that they've just said he has completely got vows of chastity and everything. You spend the entire movie showing how strong, and then you let him break those vows. Oh my gosh, that was stupid. However, okay, he's from the following. Gotcha. Multitask, too many words. Let's focus. Back. Movie was fun. There's one scene where the guy, he's got a nice big, his sword is like, what, 4 feet long, 5 feet long? The good old-fashioned, really big, what we call a two-hander sword. And he just whirls it around his head and goes slice right down to the guy.
Nice.
What we call nape to navel.
Yeah, broadsword.
Yep, so from the top of his head right to his belly button. Cleep! Or as we said, cleave him in twain, as the old English expression goes. Good movie. I highly recommend it. Think it's worthwhile to watching for anybody. A little on the bloody side.
Do you think he had to split?
I think he had the banana split. That's what I think. So, that was that on that part of the expression of the thing. Now, we're going to what Jack is fearing and dreading that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about new comic books that came out today. Because he doesn't want to hear about all of the really cool books I picked up today.
Oh.
Okay. First one on the agenda here. Bad Blood number 3. This is by Jonathan Mayberry and Tyler Crook. Tyler Crook the artist, Mayberry is the author, the writer, however you want to call that. Basic line in the story is this. Young guy who is basically going through cancer treatment, he's doing chemo, all that other fun stuff, meets a vampire. It bites him. It doesn't like it. It gets hurt because his blood is tainted, so he starts screaming in terror, and, I gotta run away! And the main character in this comic then meets up with another young lady who's in love with vampires, the whole vampire myth of being, hey, the, you know... the vampires are cool and everything, and then she now meets a vampire. It's like, oh my God, he bit me! They're disgusting, gross, evil things! And the story continues. Then we have Nova, number 14. I'm still not so sure about the kid character being the Nova, but it's kind of okay. It's growing on me. I don't really know. I'm surprised I've still kept with it until 14. But then I always loved Nova as a comic book. I love it. Love it. Love Nova. Yes. What Shadow of Angels just said. Queen Victoria, Demon Hunter. That would be cool.
Definitely.
My big favorite comic book for today, Moon Knight, number one. New series. Reboot. Awesome. Although I kind of, it's wigging me out that the whole thing is that they're fixating in throughout the whole book, the whole idea, yeah, he wears a white outfit. Why? Because he's a little crazy and likes to be seen as he's coming. I kind of like that part. Yeah. But I think they were doing too strong on that. Warren Ellis is writing the book. Just started first issue today. Apparently sold out in a lot of bookstores already. I was like, oh shit, I should have ordered more then. Fun. I enjoyed that one. Then, my favorite series and publishing company, Grim Fairy Tales, number 95. One of these covers is going to make Jack go say, oh shit, I gotta get that. I'm going to post it up later in the day. Haha! Haven't read that yet, so I don't know what it's going to be on this issue, but we've got the return of Baba Yaga!
Bless you.
Thank you. Then I have a new one that I haven't read yet, so I don't even know what it's about yet. Starlight, with Mark Miller as the author, I've read other stuff by him, and it's usually pretty good. Artwork looks pretty neat. Basically, it's a crossover of modern adventure, space explorer kind of guy, who ends up on an alien universe, or alien planet, or whatever, with high technology, and he's basically the bullets and guns guy.
Okay.
Ferrist, number 24, is a spin-off series from Fables, which is one of DC's better series, because it all deals with, hey, look, the Wicked Wolf and everything else really is real, but they kind of live beside us, and it's where Grimm really got its origin, I think, from Fables. Because it's been a comic book series for a long time.
Gotcha.
Then we have The Twilight Zone.
I can't do the tune.
Yes. So this is Straczynski, J. Michael Straczynski, one of my favorite writers. Comic book writer extraordinaire, as well as the creator and developer and writer for most of Babylon 5, the TV show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember talking about this guy.
Yeah. So this is issue number 3 of the reboot series. It's not working the way that Twilight Zone, the TV series, goes, where it's like it's a vignette series where you just have basically one single story per episode. This is an ongoing series. It'll probably do one storyline guy, and then it'll go into another storyline guy, and it'll go into another storyline sort of thing. But it kind of strikes me as being just general edgy horror type stuff. Mm-hmm. Then we have Lady Rawhide, number 4, both the regular cover and the variant cover, because I'm that guy, I get all the covers. I only really buy this book because the artist who does the front cover is one of my favorite artists, Michael Linsner. I just love the way he draws. That's just me. Then we have Night of the Living Deadpool. What happens if Deadpool were to wake up in the world that essentially was like Night of the Living Dead? Ooh, I don't know, man. That's going to be kind of freaky. I kind of like it.
Freaky.
Keeping with the zombie theme, Afterlife with Archie, number 4. Both covers, of course. I have to safely say it's the only Archie comic book I will ever buy.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't like Archie. Never liked Archie.
Well, that makes sense.
Given my inclinations and particular proclivities, yeah. Now, mind you, that all being said, Scooby-Doo team up! So that's Shaggy and gang teaming up with Batman and Robin. Hijinks ensue. And issue number 6 of the series called Forever Evil, which deals with... Sorry, I was not reading the chat room and people did things, and then I walked back and it's like, oh, okay, Keenan's gone. Bye, Keenan. And I agree with Jack. Linsner does rock. Forever Evil is the second last issue for this short run. It is alternate Justice League characters, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, blah, 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 Green Lantern, whatever, coming from an evil universe, coming to this to the DC universe, killing the Justice League, and trying to take over the entire world.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Take the world.
I like world domination storylines.
Oh, yeah.
They make me happy. So that is this week in comic books.
Yay! Oh. Is that right? No.
Yes. Yay. Fun yay. Woohoo! Now, I believe Shadow of Angels said that she wanted to talk about other things. Like, okay, whatever. Transformers 4 coming up. New Underworld movie coming up. Yep, all good stuff.
Grimlock was shown.
Grimlock. Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the new trailer, you get to see Grimlock. And actually, I think this is the first official trailer. So you see Grimlock and Optimus fight. You see a little more of what the storyline's all about. And I've watched the original series, you know, for a long time, even some of the reboot series that they've done. And I've just never really saw it where they just come up to the Autobots and say, "We don't need you anymore." But they literally did this in this one. You're done. We're, you know, get away from us. We don't want you anymore.
Wait. Are they going to bring in the Beast Wars? Because I would love to see a live-action version of Beast Wars.
Well, you know, like I said, you got Grimlock as a T-Rex, so something's coming.
Excellent.
You get to see, in this one, in this preview, you see him in action. So, yeah, it looks good.
Oh, I guess I'll be watching some movie previews tonight then. Oh, well. Oh, I did see something really cool last night, which was a take on the Punisher storyline. It's not an actual movie. It's just basically a bit called Punisher Dirty Laundry. It's got some name actors in it. Ron Perlman was in it.
Oh?
So I don't know what this is. It basically looks like it's a bunch of short movies being done, because it was only like 10 minutes. But it focuses on Punisher's, like, he wakes up in his van, he's like, "Ah, it's a miserable day, I don't really give a shit, whatever." He's going to do his laundry, goes and do his laundry, but this pimp and gang are beating up the chicks, and then beating up the other kids in the neighborhood. It's like, "I don't want to get involved in this crap." It's like, whatever. And it's like, then it just pushes the one point where they're beating up on the kids. It's like, "Ah, screw this." And then he brings out the bottle of Jack Daniels and beats the frack out of everybody. And it's like, "Oh my God, this was awesome." Because it's that over-the-top violence thing. It's like, you know it's not real. But
it'd bring tears.
It's awesome.
That if that bottle got destroyed.
Oh no, this is the great thing about it. It doesn't.
Oh, well then, hey.
You know, he uses that bottle really well. And then, at the end, because he's taken the... okay, screw it. I'm just going to give away the whole thing right now. The bad guy, he's beaten the crap out of him, broken his arms, broken his legs, and is like, "Yeah, I'm not going to kill you." But takes the bottle of Jack, empties it on him, takes the lighter, puts it right at the edge of him, right at just beyond reach of him and just beyond reach of the alcohol. It's like, "Yeah, screw you. I'm done with you. I'm gone away." And then the hooker that the bad guy just beat up there a little while ago, mm-hmm. walks up, is like, "Yeah, I'm killing your ass." Torches the guy. It was so good. Oh. I liked it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But all good, clean fun.
What was this one called?
It's called The Punisher Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, so it should be easy to find.
Okay, I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, it's like an 8 to 10 minute short or whatever. It's really good. I think it's the same guy who plays the Punisher in one of the movies. But I couldn't really place him, so I didn't really know. But I definitely saw Ron Perlman. It's like, dude, that is Ron Perlman right there. I know that, because that face is kind of hard to miss. Didn't like his mustache. Looked fake. Either that or it was penned in and whatever. The middle guy. Yeah, I think it was Thomas Jane, probably.
Huh.
Because it definitely wasn't the last guy that did the Punisher Warzone movie, because he's a brutal-looking guy. You always remember him.
Yeah, you can't forget that guy.
No, and I love that Warzone movie, because it was like, really? How many bullets do you guys shoot in this movie? 50,000? Probably. But that's what Punisher was all about, you know?
Yeah.
It was not about hey, how you do, let's settle this like peaceable people. It's like, no, screw you, shoot you in the face. I give you one chance, you blew it, and now I shoot you in the face. Bam! So, yeah. That's for the most part, actually, I think everything we were going to cover in tonight's show. I just wanted to say one or two more things. Let's see, what else was the other one thing I want to say?
Pikachu.
Bananas are not your friend.
Huh?
Monkeys will never lie to you.
That's not true.
It is true. Monkeys will never lie to you.
The devil monkey.
They will throw their shit at you, but they will not lie to you.
Okay.
They will throw their shit around everywhere, but they will not lie to you. They are honest. They are good, clean folk. Well, not clean. Not clean. But they're definitely good. Snakes can eat an alligator. By the way, you may want to Google that because that was intense as well.
Yeah, I saw that video.
It's like, oh my goodness, that was cool. And magic farmers are coming.
They're coming. They're coming to take you away.
No.
No?
But magic farmers are coming.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you like classic rock?
Sometimes I do. I hear you're going to be doing something like that on the Electric Wizard soon, like in a couple of minutes.
In a couple of minutes, yeah. The best guitar riffs of classic rock.
We got some Zeppelin in that mix, I hope.
You have to find out.
Zeppelin. You don't got Zeppelin. It is not the classic guest best riffs of top 10.
Now, this is the thing. You guys are going to have to help judge this one, and there is a Facebook page to follow the Electric Wizard on.
Zeppelin.
Because next week, I'm doing the top 10 best drummers of all time.
John Bonham.
This is per Rolling Stones magazine.
Ooh, too, and so. That guy from Def Leppard. He's a drummer with one arm.
He is badass, man. I mean, come on. A one-arm drummer. Really? Okay, if he doesn't make the list, somebody's...
I was quoting a line from a song.
But seriously.
Oh, no, I was serious.
He's a one-arm drummer. From a song.
Dude, just like the drummer from Def Leppard. He's a drummer with just one arm. what was it? Who was it? Oh, crap. Hooray for Boobies. That was their album. Oh, why does brain hurt when it does this?
It would do it right.
Okay. I'm not going to go any farther in it. And then after Electric Wizard, we've got the Crazy Jones Show doing more paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun on a Wednesday night. Look, wacky, wild Wednesday. There's no one noun for that I like for Wednesday, because you can't put Mayhem.
Great Boobies is a third studio album for a group called the Bloodhound.
Bloodhound Gang, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got it in my head again. Yes, Neil Peart is from Canada. He's part of the band Rush.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Jack in the chat room who's saying stuff there. Yeah, Neil Peart would be one of the top guitar riffs too. Sorry, I like Tom Sawyer.
Do you know one of the things when I was doing some research on this, one of them actually said Stairway to Heaven was the best. And I was like, uh-uh.
Stairway to Heaven's a great song.
But it's not
it's
got
not
the
one best of the best riffs. I mean, it's got one of those recognizable sequences that you're always going to say, I hear that, I think Stairway to Heaven. Yes. I'll
tell you what, you want to join me for this next show?
We can probably try.
Hey, you're welcome to, and see what you think about some of these choices.
Okay, but I'm going to hit the non-record button in a few minutes afterwards.
That's fine. Tis totally cool.
Jim Carrey is and Mike Myers.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, I'm missing the connection between Wayne's World. Yes.
Wayne's World, okay.
Party on, guys! Party on! Wayne. Tia Carrera was in that movie.
Oh, gosh.
She was hot in that movie.
Yes, she was.
Then she did Relic Hunter. But if you really want to see her in a good movie, oh, what the hell was it? Hollow Point. Awesome movie. It's an awesome movie.
A couple of others I've seen her in.
I don't care. Hollow Point was awesome. She played a cop. What?
Oh, wait, that's not a movie. Never mind.
She did Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, she actually did.
Oh, my God.
Like, total eye.
Like, I use my, California voice in that. It's like, oh, my God. Hey, Renee's in the chat room, too, now.
Hey, Renee. All right. Well, it is
okay. I guess it's time to say wrap it up for the after rot. Kids and killers in the chat room, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us on the radio listening side of the world as well. I know I've got a couple of people listening who are part of the horror writer stuff, too. It's like, spang! If you're in the Toronto area, go to the big comic book convention called Comic-Con. Go visit the horror writers there. Also, check out Magic Farmers. Also, check out Team Zombie Zach on YouTube. And come by on the Facebook page. And thanks a bunch. Have fun. And bye-bye.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.